Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 21st of the first month, 2026, and it is a Wednesday evening. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know how we do on our favorite program. We address the elephant in the room. And I was thinking, how about addressing an elephant in the room that came a long way? How about we address an elephant in the room that was already addressed? How about we have a recap on a recap? How about, right, we have a conversation that a conversation has been had already. The number in studio is 0832888401. If you would like to call in and participate in our conversation, that was a conversation about a conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the matriarch. And I'm saying, let's listen to a conversation that was worth having. And we take it from there. So, well, Go get your juice, you know, go get your blanket, go get your nice things, you know, and snuggle up, because I know that people that listen to radio are people that are very attentive and people that value words, that really have a high concentration. I think that people that listen to radio have a high concentration level because you can listen to a whole story and a wild imagination. And when I'm talking about wild, I'm talking about wild. You guys can imagine. You imagine how I look like. You imagine what I'm dressed in. You imagine what I'm saying. You imagine I'm having a tafel lager, a window lager, Heineken 00. Hey, you imagine that I'm sitting here with a glass of wine. No. I'm just drinking water, okay? Outside the studio also. Because those are protocols, right? Protocol observed. So ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to listen to a conversation about a conversation. And it's going to be a pulling heartstrings conversation that we are going to be listening to, because it is our property. It is our thing. It is an Eagle FM thing. And you can call in and have a conversation about the conversation that is the conversation that's been had. All right. So if you got a little bit mumbo jumboed up, just take a breather and listen to this. But get your stuff. Get your cool drink. Get your blanket, man. You know, it's been a rough week. It's Wednesday, but it's been a rough week, right? So let's do this.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today is Wednesday. It is the 4th of the 12th month at 2024. It is a Wednesday evening and the time is 21:04. My name is the Matriarch Bavero Shinyumba, and so the number in studio is 0832888401. As you know, what we do on Wednesdays is we present a conversation of your liking and of your choice, and we talk about it. If you would like for us to talk about it, we just dive right into it. You come through and you tell me, Matriarch, I was wondering, leather, does it smell like Oshihunda? And I'll be like, yeah, sure. Like, I was walking past the leather place and I was like, like Oshipa, you know? It's because some of us eat leather. It's not just for bags and shoes. It's also for consumption. Good evening. Good evening, beloved. Yes, Tate.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing, Pops?
Awesome.
You are good.
Very much.
I can't hear you properly. I would like for you to move closer to the phone.
I'm saying very much.
Very much. Why? Why are you so amazing?
I'm just like this.
Oh, every day is just like that for you. It's not even a new thing.
A long time.
Oh, for a long time, you have just been amazing.
I'm saying long time to be online like this.
Oh, you mean long time no hear, long time no speak.
Exactly.
My dear, welcome home. From Kombada, I guess.
No.
Nengo wewa kaningashikano, where did you go?
I was very far. I was 5.
You were far?
Where
is this far place that cannot be mentioned?
At my place.
At your place there's no radio, there's no cell phone.
I don't want people to know where I am.
Who are these people?
I'm on AMO.
Hey, so you think the listeners they are going to know too much about you?
Not that anymore.
Oh, not oh you. I understand. So, what would you like to share with us today?
No. What is the topic for the day? I just called right now.
Because today is Wednesday. So you present a conversation that you would like for us to talk about, and we discuss it.
Okay. I think let me find one for you, and then I'll call you.
Okay, but also, what do you think of the elections and, you know, the winner?
No, I think, when you say it was not said that it was said, but
it happened. Oh, it happened. So you're one of those cruise through life kind of people.
So I'm a couple member.
So would you have still been okay with the results if things went down the same way they went down and there was another winner?
Sorry?
I'm saying, would you still have been okay with the outcome if it wasn't your candidate that won?
Yeah. Like I said. What did I say then?
My dear. You said you are okay with it.
Yeah. I'll be okay with it also.
Okay, what are you hoping is going to change?
A lot.
Like what?
Let me say, for the youth. I think, maybe let me say for the youth, maybe the minority will bring change in terms of jobs.
Okay. And you're hoping she will bring change?
And for our minority, our old minority, maybe they will get paid extra $3,000. It will be fine for them. Especially for the memes. Our memes at home. Things are becoming expensive.
Yeah.
And our memes, they don't want to leave town also. So it's better for them if they are $3,000. There's no more renting. So the $3,000 is now. You buy electricity, you buy your food. Better for the memes. And also ask if you have the need. I know it changes some around.
Okay. You're hoping for change, and the change will surely come around. Let's wait and see.
To be honest, it's going to be.
It's going to?
To be honest, it's going to be there.
Okay.
More small. We don't need everything to just change. But here and there.
Okay. All right.
So are you for... Can I... Pushing parties like how you said, stop.
Oh, are you asking me which political party I belong to?
But I was trying to say, are you for IPC?
Me? I know as an individual that is a journalist and I'm part of media, we are not on anybody's side.
Oh.
It's not part of our job.
Okay.
It's not part of our job. As we are just there to report about it, to talk about it, to keep you guys informed.
But you don't have a water.
No. I'm waiting to start my political career myself and start a political party called EOO, Educate Our Own. Eh?
Okay.
Yes. So we'll take it from there. For now, I'm just looking at others, just watching them do their things.
To be honest, I don't think I'll vote for this party.
Oh, you not vote? You have to first wait for my manifesto, Moss. You must wait for my manifesto. Maybe I'm going to be talking nice things. Maybe I'm going to be talking about, yeah, everybody can just have land. Everybody can have resources. Everybody can just have a piece of gold in their house as decoration. You know. You never know. The future is moving, my dear. You never know. So don't shut down my political party just like that first. You must give me a chance.
Maybe. But you must bring it to, you know, because if you don't, you just say those things and you don't put them on the table and then, you know.
Oh, but you guys are most okay with those things because you guys have also voted for people that have sold you dreams. And you guys were still keeping on going.
What dreams?
Oh, there were many dreams that were sold along the way, Utare.
Oh, I don't know them myself.
Ha.
To be honest.
Okay, no problem. But all in all, we are out here. We are watching Namibia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nene must come around.
Yeah, she must come for an interview.
Oh.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much for calling.
Alright.
Ciao, ciao. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? My name is The Matriarch and I am your host for this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, today is Can We Fix It Wednesdays. It's open conversations where you can bring a conversation to the table and we can talk about it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Namibia has been going through a series of eventful events and maybe just maybe you want to talk about it. Maybe you want to give me your 2 cents. Maybe you want to also just have like a voice when it comes to what has happened. That can also be onto the table. And the number in studio is 083-288-401. You guys can officially call in and you guys can come and we talk about it. But initially also, within my preparations today, I've been thinking about becoming an adult. Now, becoming an adult is something that happens like it's overnight. It's like it just springs up and bam, we are adults now. There are things that are expected of us and we must conduct ourselves in a specific way and now I'm thinking, but isn't there a little guideline that hits you up and tells you that, you know, okay, so you're going to become an adult, so this is what you're going to be doing. You know, when we entered puberty, our parents had the conversation, especially, I don't know now about the gentlemen, but with the girls, we had the conversation was now, oh no, you have to likwata nawa, now you are a big girl, and you must take care of yourself, take care of your body, don't let boys touch you because you get pregnant. You know, nobody actually said coitus. Nobody actually said the words coitus. They all said don't touch. Don't let boys touch you. Now some of us, we were running around the world. We were running around all over the place, just touching. Even if a boy touches you on your shoulder, you're like, ooh, I'm most probably pregnant today because they said don't touch, don't touch. But nobody actually said pata pata. But I'm thinking about it. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you, Mitya?
I'm fine, Tate. How are you?
I'm very fine.
You are very fine. What makes you very fine on this very, very nice Wednesday evening? Yeah, Tate?
Just the situation and the weather.
Oh, the situation and the weather.
Yeah.
Hey, what about the situation? Tell me more, please. I'm here for you.
I wanted to speak on the election, is that?
Okay.
Yeah, now, the election is that it's come out now. It was free and fair, but you just have to understand it like that, because I know so we also lose, they lose.
So was it really free and fair? You believe that?
Yeah.
Why? Why do you believe that?
No complaint. We know what we did when we were voting was. He was the one who was on the ballot box when we were voting. We know what we did there. So I don't think there's any complaint, just free and fair. For those who don't want to believe or to understand it.
He must just understand.
Because it's what we did, you know. Yeah, it's something that we did. Everyone, I think, that stated on to vote. Just like you were in examination where you were having your paper on the table, you study the books. Now, when you come in the examination, you give a question paper, answer. Now, you just expect the result, whether you pass or you fail. You just have to understand. Yeah. So let's just give the.
But many people are complaining that it wasn't free and fair. Why do you think they are complaining?
Yes, I think it's always pain when you fail or you defeated. Yeah, but you just have to understand one. Then you try again watching. But in this matter, let's just wait this maybe 5 years to finish. Really, we must teach ourselves that we must correct those mistakes if we think that it was not free and fair. Yeah.
Okay. So are you happy with the winner?
For me, I think, I don't want to mention any political party, but I want to say that the ruling party, for example. Since independence, it's having that history. You understand? It's having that history. It never lose anything, you know? It's always having that slogan of doing it. And now, the opposition party, I just want to encourage them that like now support us.
Mm-hmm.
We must educate ourselves
mm-hmm.
to be better or to know
mm-hmm.
who are the good leaders or the people who are really having the future of this country mm-hmm. to lead the country forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in this 5 years or so, I cannot really understand why it's 5 years, because it has been always 10 years, 10 years. Now,
no, it has always been 5 years. It has always been 5 years. It's only that there was exceptions made and people re-ran for elections and then they won again and then they went back to office. And, but it, naturally it's just 5 years. But we have never had anybody that has been on for only 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We go back to the polls after every 5 years.
Oh, yeah. After maybe these 5 years, then...
We go back and then we vote for the same person to stay on.
Oh.
That's why we have had 10 years, 15, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's all I was just wanted to participate for today.
All right, thank you so much for your contribution.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling at the North.
Which one is the North? Oh, guys, when you guys say the North, ne, it's like you don't live in a place with a name.
This side of Ndangwa.
You're in Ndangwa? Ndangwa, Shinime.
You want me to mention Shimbobe away?
Oh, uriko Shimbobe, kuriko Ndangwa.
I'm at Tonakureka.
Oh, you are at Tonakureka. Don't worry, you guys will see me soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You guys can come and you guys can give me your two cents as well. Ladies and gentlemen, today is a very open day. I'm just waiting on you guys and you guys can come and give me your two cents about what you feel, what you are thinking, what you have been thinking. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys are not going to be calling, I'm going to dive into my conversation. Now, my conversation is on adulting. You guys can always come and interrupt. This is the one day that I can allow you guys to interrupt, you know, like, no, matriarch, put this, your conversation aside. Let's talk about this one. I will accept it because today is Wednesday and it is what we do on Wednesdays. So I've been thinking about becoming an adult. And the fact that nobody really gives you a heads up on what to expect and when to expect whatever you are supposed to be expecting. So sometimes you mature at 22, sometimes you mature at 20, sometimes you go and mature at 27, sometimes you go and mature in the 30s, but we all have our different, different times to get out of the cocoon and out of the bubble of being too childish or childlike or thinking that we are still children or we are not adults yet. But I was thinking, okay, so if I had to guide somebody into adulthood, what would I most probably say? How would I go about it? And I'm looking at the criteria of becoming an adult. What makes you an adult? So you guys can come through and tell me what makes you an adult right now, because I know for a fact that the one thing that I know about adulting is exhaustion. I personally feel that being
being an adult is just being tired. I used to wonder why my mom would come from work and before she even puts her bag down, she has complained at least 10 times about things that are not done properly in her house. She's asking about the broom that was left outside. She's asking about the bucket. Why is it here with water? She's asking why the house is dirty. She's asking why are you guys, all the lights are on in the house. It's complain, complain, complain. And we even gave her a name, you know, we used to call her Saddam Hussein, we used to call her Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden, because we felt like she was terrorizing us and she was just, too much. Now you cannot even sit in the sitting room because the first thing she'll notice is everything that is wrong with the sitting room and everything that is most probably wrong with you. She'll ask you, hey, why are you wearing a small t-shirt? Or why are you doing your hair here while people are eating? Or. And the list goes on. If I had to really honestly pick out the things that were annoying about my own parent growing up, their list would be endless. But now I find myself in the same shoes. I find myself in the shoes of opening the gate and the first thing that I see is the rubbish that has been, yaya rakwa, guys, like I don't understand it. It has been raked and it has been put aside. It's not been put in plastics. It's not been put in one little gathering. The dog is playing with the things and it's just everywhere. And that is the first thing that I see. And then I get to the stairs and the first thing that I see at the stairs is the fact that they have stains. Now I'm thinking, why are we not sweeping these things away, you know, the entrance of the house. And I've realized that the older I'm getting, the more I'm becoming like Mother Dearest, the more I am also just complaining on a regular basis. And one thing is that I am also constantly exhausted. Now my mom used to come home and then she'd say, I'm tired. And this I'm tired was not understood because we've been to her work, ne? At her work, she sits most all day. She sits all day. She goes out for lunch and that's basically it. She sits all day. So what would possibly make you tired from sitting all day? We used to think until we became adults or until I became an adult and I noticed that I'm just tired all the time. Every single time I'm just tired. I don't remember the last time I was not tired. I don't remember if it's not emotional tired, it is spiritual tired. If it's not spiritual tired, it's physical tired. If it has to be some form of tired, and we can even make up other forms of tired, like joint tired, tired, hey, eyelid tired, heart tired, bloodstream tired, eh? Liver tired. We can make up all kinds of tired, but they all end up with tired. And I've asked this question, especially amongst my peers. You know, I'm 33 and I've asked my peers like, so, hi. You know, every time you meet somebody that you went to school with and you ask them, how you doing? Everybody's like, I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired. Now it leaves me to wonder if being an adult is just about being tired. If that is all we have to do to be an adult is just to be tired all the time. And when does the tired end? When do we get to a place where it's not just under a rock, under a rock, under a rocker? Is it ever going to get better? Does it get better in our senior years? Do pensioners feel tired like us, or is it because we are now in the mainstream life where we are hustling and we are working and we are running around for the bread and butter of the children that we brought into the world that we don't want to suffer, and now we are exhausting ourselves? Is this the memo? Is this where we are at as people? Is this it? Oponge, like, is forever like this? Like, it's next to.
Life is full of firsts. Your first crush and your first date. Your first interview and your first job. Your first car and your first road trip. But there's nothing quite like that first sip of Heineken. Our 5-star credentials ensure that every sip is uniquely balanced for that refreshing first. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM.
Ipuranenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida. Ashike kapeno nweko dite okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo EagleFM otuna evi toda njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nuneudo, o tukwetira o special ange tashake ngejefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa, nokumona oijabweli nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora itatuimwe mbali heali, nola natu heali mbali no heali. Ileko mderewa, mbira hetatu natu, mbali o hetatu watatu, oma filane Eagle FM. The eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right. Good evening. Welcome back to Pulling Heart Strings. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Hey, there was a guy. His name is Maze and he sang that song. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. What's that? So ladies and gentlemen, today I'm talking about adulting and I'm talking about the criterias in which we can now see the criterias in which govern being an adult or what it is or the signs that you are an adult or what to look out for if we are maturing. And I know that this may not be realistic. This may not be, this may not be something that you are thinking of and putting together, but if we look at them, maybe we can find a few pointers to see if we are indeed thriving for the true definition of being an adult. Because the one thing that I've noticed as an individual is that we are, or my peers and I don't know about your peers and yourself, but my peers and I are constantly tired. It seems as if we are just running and running and running and running this race. It's constantly something to do. It's, you go to work and before you go to work, you are with the people that you brought into the world and they alone also exhaust you, especially if they are small. You know, I forgot how it feels like to have a small child and I forgot how much energy they have and I forgot how they don't want to sit down and they don't want to rest and they don't want to sleep and they don't want to do anything that involves just taking a beat, taking a breather. The only time they sleep is when they are exhausted. So they mess up your pattern and I can't wait for my daughter to be a little bit older so that I can also just maybe rest. And I think I'll never do it again, guys. No. And also I think the spacing between the children was also too much because my son is 9 and his youngest sister is 1 and we are always just running. It's just okukererini, ma, don't do that. Don't kill yourself. Don't put your finger in the plug. And there are new legs now. So it's just running and the crying also okundukane embera. It's, and the tantrums, like the throwing themselves. I didn't even know. I thought that was for other people's kids. I thought that thing of rolling over and
breaking your back is for other people's kids until I had this small child here, and I'm looking at her like, oh, like, yo, I see it already, kuchango, toka dengwa kumeme wengwe branche, like, yo. The amount of discipline that's going to come when you are of age to understand the discipline that's going to come if this is how you are growing. Hey, and I'm trying to curb it, you know, psychologically. I'm trying to curb it, and I'm trying to explain things to a 1 year old, like, you know, don't do that, Michaela, because it is inappropriate, my dear. It's like talking to a brick. And it's that running around, and then there's work, and then after work it's coming back, and then it's coming back to those people, coming back to those people that have terrorized your home the whole day, especially in holiday. I don't know how you guys are coping with them. Like, did you guys send them off to the village, to the farms? Where did you guys send your kids? Why are you guys not going crazy? Or is it just, are you guys going crazy in secret? Eh? Are you guys hiding it? Which, are you guys are going crazy there with your kids? Because I know that this craziness happened in COVID, where we were all just tired of our children. Like, guys, open the country so that we can send the kids off to their other relatives, because I can't do this anymore. And it's holidays, it's school holidays, and it is crazy. It is absolutely crazy. And it is crazy, and things are just going left, right, and center. And we don't know now if it's really the kids or it's other big people that are also just eating the fridge. The fridge is just constantly on a negative, and I don't know. So I'm personally exhausted, and I am blinking when I'm looking at my kids. I'm blinking because I don't know if I secretly don't like them, or I'm not fond of this. I'm thinking of just booking myself into a guest house and going to sleep the whole afternoon. Like, to be honest, I'm thinking of booking myself into a hotel and just sleep and tell the people I went with work or something. I'll tell them Eagle FM send me. No, I am personally just, no, I'm exhausted already. I'm done. And they have been off for a very long time. I think it's been half a month. And yo, we still have the whole of December and some pieces of January together. And yo, when they say raise your children into people that you like, ne? They were not joking. They were really not joking. It's not that I don't like them, ne? They just have negative traits, like being dirty, being loud, always running. Like, those are just negative traits for me. And it contributes to my fatigue. It contributes to my tiredness. And I was now thinking that, okay, so what is it? You know, when you're getting married, they give you the memo. They tell you that, no, when you get married, this is how you must behave. This is what to expect. This is how to go about it. This is how to resolve conflicts. They basically give you a guide to being married. And they send you off in style. And when you corpora, when you become an adolescent, you know, they also somehow guide you in one way or another. They tell you that, okay, so you are officially of the age of being an adult or a young person, and now for girls now you have menstruation, now your boobs are coming in, there will be hair growing in certain parts and areas, and this is what to expect, and this is what to do. You know, you have to clean yourself up, you have to make sure that you wear things properly, you have to make sure that you are not reckless and you are not running too much, and you know, they give you a pep talk so that even when you go into the world, there's this sense of, okay, I have an idea of what to do and what not to do. But nobody gives you that pep talk on becoming an adult. Nobody gives you the pep talk on becoming somebody's parent. They all tell you, they're all excited for the baby, but nobody ever tells you, okay, so they are going to be sleepless nights. They are going to be bad days. They are going to be great days. They are going to be phenomenal days. And then there are also going to be days that you just want to bury yourself under a pillow and not wake up. But unfortunately, it doesn't work like that in the real world. So nobody really gives you that kind of pep talk. Nobody gives you that kind of guideline. And for you struggling ones tonight, for you struggling ones that are out there listening to me today, and you are maybe sitting outside running away from your family, you're running away from your relatives, you're running away from your loved ones, and you're sitting on the outskirts of the house and having one earphone in and the other one is out so that you will listen so that they don't kill themselves there in the house, because apparently it's school holiday so that they can sleep whatever time they want, and it's just driving you crazy. I hear you. I'm here for you, ne. I am here for you. I'm here for you. Hey, I'm here for you in all honesty, because And now in this conversation of adulting, with the realization put aside that we have not been given a pep talk, I wanted to figure out, okay, so if I had to tell somebody what being an adult is, what would I tell them? Would I tell them from my experiences? Would I tell them that, oh yeah, being an adult is being tired and paying bills and being people's parents? Good evening.
My sister, you are talking about me.
How to run away, baby, and I won. And you cannot run away because they are yours. You're like, oh.
Mine are now a whole bunch of teenagers. Oh.
It's mood swings. It's funny smells.
And you can't tell them anything. They want to watch TV up until maybe 1 o'clock, and then they sleep until 12 tomorrow. Clean.
Hey. Look at you whispering in your own house.
I see. I'm even under the bed.
They don't want to do anything. Right. They complain about everything. Yeah, but me, I swept yesterday. You're like, ah, guys.
Oh, but it's not my turn. Oh, yo. And then you tell the people, yeah, that's why you are fat now. Yeah, now you are body shaming.
Yeah. This is child abuse.
Lord.
They're terrorists.
Yeah, I was so excited about giving birth and all that. But now you're teenage.
I feel like nobody really warns anybody about these things. Like they are just so happy to have grandkids and extra members of the country.
And this one, they know their rights, my dear.
These millennials.
When you were growing up, you already know that it's time for holiday. I must go to Mekolo.
Eh.
This one, you can't tell them anything. And you guys?
Are you coming with? No, we are running away from you. I keep saying that it's nice when you talk about the things, because somebody is just going through them.
And sometimes it's a Sunday now.
Mm-hmm.
You are not working.
Mm-hmm.
There are these boys that will come from other houses. They come and play and boop, boop, boop. You know, and when they are running, it's like they are running under a field.
It's like dinosaurs. It's like cows running.
Oh my gosh.
And they scream a lot.
Yo.
And they're always screaming. To be honest, they're always screaming.
They're always screaming and they're running. I don't know what do they do that. Why?
I don't know.
And running and I don't know. They are just shutting the door so loud.
So loud. They're breaking the house.
Anything they touch is just making a sound. It's so annoying. Honestly, I hear you. My sister, I need a therapy.
I'm telling you, they are traumatizing us.
Yes.
Now, 90% of the time, we are always tired. And then now our houses, ne? You know, I was thinking about wanting to rest.
Yes.
Right? And now I was at the office and I'm sitting there at my desk and I'm thinking about, oh, I want to rest. And the first thought in my mind, ne, was I don't want to go home.
Do you understand? Oh. Imagine you scared going to your own house.
You're already tired just by thinking about going to your own house.
Sometimes you're even sleeping and you're just dreaming about them.
And then you're even just shouting like, Zappo, leave. Like,
And then people are calling, yeah, no, yeah, yeah, what? Human. Oh. I'm a human.
I'm also... I'm also a person, man.
I'm not a robot
and I'm also just kind of tired of you guys.
And the house is messy.
And I even said like,
for you to clean it.
And I even said that I don't know how people that have kids and have white things in their house, like, I don't know how they live.
My sister, I don't know.
Because us, when we go into the furniture shop, we're like looking for black couches, dark brown. No cotton. No. It must be leather. Dark.
Because it must be tied up.
I'm telling you. Because I know.
Aye, my dear. Mm-mm, I don't know.
And they ask you things.
They are running in and out of the house.
Leaving the door open.
Gosh. Now all the doors handlers are done.
They are done. Never mind when they wash dishes, they throw things through the window.
Imagine now, the teenagers, they eat, ne?
Uh-huh.
And then you tell them, don't eat in the lounge or the sitting room. Please go eat elsewhere. Maybe
you even say, please, my dear.
My dear, they will eat this. Maybe if they hear you, maybe walking, coming by.
Uh-huh.
That plate is going to be hidden under the
couch.
Under the couch, and then what?
And then it stays there. And then when the sitting room starts smelling, that's when you want to move things.
Who did it? No one.
No one did it.
I'm telling you. At least I think toddlers are fun to have, but.
The thing is that you only realize that which age group is better when you get there.
Yeah, I think because I feel like I miss them when they were young. They were toddlers.
You miss them because they were nicer to you. Mommy!
Yes, mommy! No,
yes, they were nicer to you.
Yourself.
They even just shorten mommy to mom.
My dear, the person will only want you when maybe, yeah, can you please give me money to go?
Gold diggers.
To go for
the movies and go karting.
Oh, my friends and why I was like, if I see my kids cleaning me in the morning, they want to go somewhere.
You see those things. You see, like,
I'm like, now what now?
Hey, gold diggers.
Sometimes I just leave them. I leave them to clean, and then I'm not going to give them the money.
Yeah, because it's our house together.
They messed the house. I didn't mess the house.
Me, I'm only in one corner. Yeah? They are congesting the Wi-Fi, giving the Wi-Fi password to their friends. Now their friends are standing outside the house.
Mm-hmm. And maybe when you're not around, they even come in.
They are there. That's why even when you come home, there's that kind of smell, that strong smell.
Yes.
Like a gang of boys.
Like somebody was busy.
Oh, she would.
My sister is such a nice topic, man.
Like,
continue, my dear. We are listening.
You are listening from under the bed. What about the plate in the fridge, because they don't want to wash their plate with three macaronis?
And there are so many. I'm like, now, okay, I don't cook. If that food is not eaten, I'll make sure that.
Yes, because there's leftovers that you were planning on eating. That's why you put it in the fridge.
There are people around, roaming around looking for food while you are here wasting food. For what? Eat that one first, then you can maybe eat the fresh one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They want animals, but they don't want to even give the dog water. Then they are drinking water left, right, and center, but they don't. They want the animal, but they don't want to take care of the animal. Now you are forced to take care of the animal also.
Animals, plants, everything is on you. The whole house is on you.
I know, guys.
Oh, I think somehow also we need to train them when they were young. You know, one thing I've noticed is we. I think our age, or how do I say, we are spoiling our children too much. We are having, okay, I understand we have nannies in the houses and all that. We are giving everything to nannies to do. And then, right now, where I am now, like, I don't want a nanny in my house because these people are big.
Yeah.
What for? Maybe
what
if
for?
She's coming, she should just come to help me, not them.
But she must come and do my clothes. And yeah, iron my things.
Yes. Only my own and my other person.
Yes. Our things. You guys must wash your own things.
But she must not come every day. She must come maybe twice a month.
Yeah.
You understand?
To just do one spring cleaning and one laundry.
Oh, Lord. These ones, now they are waiting for you to clean maybe the house. Just
what are
miracle.
We eating, mommy?
You are most a miracle lady.
Superwoman.
Superwoman. I always ask myself, God, may I ask you so many times to give me children, but not this one.
Oh, this one's, ne? And I think that many of us are drowning within this conversation because, right, as parents, people tend to judge us when we say we are not fans of the kids. We love them. We just don't like them very much.
Oh, but I don't know. But now
they're not nice people.
If you send them away now, they are going to now give other people problems.
Headaches.
So you must just stay with your problems.
Oh, but I think we do a good job. It's only that we know them so well.
We
know them too well to see the things that they are actually doing correct. Like they are passing so well, these kids.
Imagine.
And no. That's why we can buy them cell phone because.
I'm not impressed at all. What do they do? What do they do for them not to pass?
That's now the other thing, Kucha. So the only thing you should do is just pass because you don't do anything. You don't wash your clothes.
You don't do anything. Maybe washing your clothes, yes. Eat and do what? You don't clean the house. You don't
and enjoy the luxuries of your parents' money.
Man, you have internet. You have everything here.
They don't even want to watch normal TV.
My dear,
everything is just YouTube or Netflix.
YouTube,
then why are we paying for the DSTV? Because when it's not there, it's being complained.
There are people that want to watch NBC News.
News, yes. So we pay full bouquet for one channel at one time.
I only pay to view the DSTV, whatever the NBC.
Uh-huh.
I think the package is it's even cheaper. It's more affordable than the full bouquet.
Mm-hmm. Because they're at our kids, they are complaining when the DSTV is not paid, but even you never find them watching regular TV.
It is not a smart TV.
It's a smart TV, Moz. Now it's just the internet. Then what's the point in buying the other one? And they're like, no, but mommy, sometimes we watch the other one. I'm like, sometimes when? Just
they
wasting my money.
They are lying.
Oh.
You shouldn't pay full bouquet. That one is too expensive. Just buy, as long as there is a channel that you want.
But I never get to watch also. I'm always tired.
Every time. You are not even home most of the time.
You spend 90% of your life at work.
Just to sleep.
And you can't even sleep because people are running through the corridor and slamming doors.
And you are looking, mommy. Oh, God.
My son, I even ask him, when I'm not here, I'm no konkoraje. No man. Mommy, are you sleeping? I'm like,
they are looking for attention.
No, man.
We won't see it because we are tired.
Oh, but look for attention on an appropriate day, man, Kandeng.
They are
they don't think like that.
No, man. Mommy, like even when I fall asleep, I hear mommy. I'm so tired of that word. I even told them to start calling me Meme.
I'm hearing Matriarch is talking about me, my dear, on the radio. I'm like, yo, let me call in.
I know, because I'm like, whoa, guys. But what is adulting to you, though?
What is that?
Adulting. Being an adult.
Adulting. Oh, I don't know, maybe it's to put up with all this.
You know, it seems like it's just to suffer. To suffer with your bundles.
You are putting up with the bundles, your own bundles, the other people's bundles, and your mother's bundles.
Of course, of course.
The world's bundles.
Oh, it has to have a suitcase.
Yo. Only if I knew. I wouldn't be like at this age.
You know, the thing is that when we are younger, we are in such a rush to get there.
We want to get there.
I can't wait to have my own house.
I want to have my babies.
And my babies. Husband, oh, my husband. Oh, my goodness. Husband, and then you get there. Oh, husband.
It's draining my sister.
I wake up sometimes and I'm like, today I just don't feel like talking to you. Can we talk maybe? Can we talk maybe from 2 o'clock? And then he's like, oh, me, I had so many things to tell you. I'm like, no. Can we start at 11? Like, okay. And then he plays music. He plays music and then me, I require silence to get into my element. And he's like, no,
and
but.
Apparently when you are married, you are supposed to become one.
We cannot. There's no merging here. No. Here, there's no merging. Every day is a meeting. I just don't like the way, you know, because we believe in communication. Of communicating. I just feel like we don't bless me. Like now, now I'm the common era, bro. I'm like, nah. It's a trip, man. No.
No, sometimes you're not. When they are talking, it's like you already know the answer.
And they talk for so long. But, and then you're like, hey.
Feel bad or
Kuchang, we are here for too long. I know everything you're going to say. Hey, get to the point. Okay, get the but it feels like you're rushing me. I'm like, sorry. But you said this last week. No, but today is going to be different. I'm like,
It's
going
to be different. No. Can you just finish? I want to lay down.
I want to lay down because I'm always tired.
Yeah. And have you seen it? Like, sometimes you're just, your mind is just so exhausted. Like,
when somebody's talking.
Oh, my dear. And then you just want to cry. And maybe you hear a memorial of fellow family.
I'm going. You go and sit there and cry your problems. Now you don't know. It was a really nice man from down the street. You really like the man? Yeah. Hey.
Bye, my darling.
Thank you so much, my love. I love you so much. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? Today we're talking about adulting, guys. Today we're talking about adulting. We're talking about being people's parents. Today we're talking about the criterias, how we are supposed to do it, because Mina, I did not get the memo. Like I said, for the one that is there, and they are on holiday now, holidaying, and if they are not driving you crazy, then they are not yours. If they are not driving you crazy to some degree, if you are not admitting it, then they are not yours. Maybe they are just there for holiday and you are enjoying the loudness and the noise, but regular basis.
Great news to all! June 7 Adventure Tours is inviting all local people to come and experience an amazing quad biking adventure in the dunes. On the activities, quad biking and sandboarding, June 7 is giving back to the local community. Everyone is welcome. Location by June 7. Parents, please bring the children to have fun. For more information, please call 081-624-9665.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Lipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite okoye ekukulile Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka Okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado inawa Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka Okumu ushendi tenawa nokumuna oijabu ili nawa Ninge fata fano na monika ko Eagle FM Onora itafimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali Ileko mberewa mera hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu oma filane Eagle FM the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM.
Nipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite okoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado inawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa. Omarudi dayo loka Opone ushendi senawa Nokumuna oijabuili nawa Ninge fata fanona Monika ko Eagle FM Onora itafimwe bali heali Nola natu heali bali no heali Ileko berewa Mera hetatu natu Bali o hetatu batatu Oma filane Eagle FM The eye
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking about being an adult. What is it? And part of being an adult, the section that we have covered is the fact that we've got kids now as adults, right? Or we are taking care of others as adults, and we are accommodating because we are African. And at the end of the day, even if we are living the life of I live alone and all of that, somewhere, somehow you are taking care of somebody. Like if you are not taking care of nobody, you must come forward now and tell us how you did it. How did you escape the black tax? How did you escape family? How did you escape it? You can come and tell us because we are in it. And a part of the conversation is that when I look at the characteristics of being an adult, I see only tired. I see tired. I see paying bills. I see body changes, and these body changes are not the prettiest. I also see the health declining. And I was having a conversation with my aunt, and she is one out of a billion people that got Johnson's, is it Steak Johnson's? Steak Johnson's disease. Now, Steak Johnson's disease, ladies and gentlemen, is nothing to play with. It's basically your whole skin burning. Imagine you're laying in bed and then your whole skin just starts burning and then it burns off. And she's one of like a million, one in 1 million a year of the cases reported around the world. It's like one or two. It's hectic, that one. And she was telling me that basically to become an adult, because I was having the conversation and I was like, Merau, I'm looking at this adulting thing, right? And I don't get it. I feel like 90% of the things that I'm doing is not, it's not matching up to my expectations. And I know that it's not appropriate to have expectations, but we do have expectations as adults. And as people, we do have expectations, you know. We expect to be financially fit. We expect to be happy. We expect to be good parents. We expect to be good employees. We expect to be good employers. We expect to be good people, and we expect to be doing well in our lives. But what is this? We expect our bodies to at least, you know, be conforming and being better. I don't know. And she said, basically, if we are talking about the body, we are talking about the older you get, the things are falling apart. Whether you have lived a healthy life or a non-healthy life, or whether you have just started your fitness journey, at some point it does fall apart. That's when the wrinkles come in. That's when the gray hair comes in. That's when your kids are telling you every day that you are old. And I don't know why they do that. They are very bad. Like, oh, mommy, you're getting old. Yeah, you are getting old. My son the other day. Now, my son is 9. And I don't know what they talk about with their friends. So the conversation of inheritance came up. And we were picking him up. Actually, we took him to his prize giving. He did excellent in mathematics. He got an A in mathematics. He got an A in environmental study. He got an A in English. And we went to collect now our certificates at the prize giving. And we are proud parents there sitting in the hall, you know, fanning ourselves with the paper. And there he goes, Primus. And he's called Primus. The official name is Primus. And he is called and he goes on stage and he gets his certificate and we are happy, you know. And we are on our way home and I don't know how the conversation of inheritance came along, but it was basically us praising him and telling him like, yo, so when you grow older, you are going to take care of us, your parents, you know, you are going to love us and you're going to buy us things. What are you going to buy us? Because we are on that when you grow older. This boy hits us with, by the time I'm older, you guys are going to be old or even dead. My head. I'm like, wow. You just went straight to death also. Like, whoa. And it's not a nice thing to hear, but it's good to know that they have a concept of death. They have a concept of, their parents one day not being here because they had died. And it's nice to think that they think of us as first we must get old and then we go and die, not just dying young or dying good, like just going to work and not coming back or something like that. But this guy literally tells us that, yeah, by the time I'm older, you guys are going to be very old. So you guys won't need the nice cars and stuff. I'll just get you guys a nanny to take care of you guys because you guys are going to be old. You guys can't do things by yourself. And we looked at each other, my dear. We're like, oh, okay, fine. At least we'll have a nanny. You know, we're looking for you the silver lining in the story, which no, at least we'll have a nanny or a nurse. And then he goes on to talk about we are going to get old people diseases as well. And we're like, oh, okay. Yo, these are like some blows that are being hit by the 9-year-old, man. And we are sitting there looking at each other like,
hectic. And then he also starts pointing out our gray hair, like, yeah, mommy has one gray hair here in front. And I'm like, yeah, nah, okay, cool. And that's a best friend is having 20. Like, yeah. His whole head is almost... And he says that... He asks, what are you going to leave me when you die? I'm like, should we be leaving you anything when we die? And he's like, yeah, you guys are not going to go and be buried with your things. So you are going to leave your things behind. So which one is going to be for me? And I'm like, well, we are not done working for the things that we want so that we can leave them to you guys. So what did you have in mind? And he tells a best friend that, I want that other trouser. And best friend's like, yeah, but why don't you just go and work and then you buy your own things? Like, no, I want that one. By the time I get to start working, then it's not going to be in the shops anymore and it's a really nice trouser. I'm like, yo, hectic. And then you guys must leave me the house and the car because I'm the oldest. And I'm like, yo, hectic. And this leaves me now to us talking about our bodies falling apart as adults, you know, and how it must be feeling. Because when I look at, I was going through my albums. Now, if you guys don't have albums, then I don't know. But I was going through my albums and I was looking at the body that I had as a young girl. A young scrumptious girl, I must say. I even have this whole picture with me, stomach outside. And I was like, when the soils were younger, you know, when the soils were rich, you know, it was amazing that time. And I'm looking at this body that I had and I'm thinking about what I thought of the body that I had at the time. And I was not appreciative of it. I was not looking at it as if it was a masterpiece. And I was not looking at it as if it was something that was very nice to have, because I was always looking at the imperfections. And now that I do not have that body anymore, guys, we do not have the body. We do not have the flat stomachs. We don't have that. Okay. Now I'm looking at it and I realize that As we are growing, we are also changing. And in this change, even if the body looks good, there is a sense of tiredness that is also lurking in the bones and in the flesh and in the kilometers that we have run throughout life. And I understand. I understand the fact that the bodies are falling apart. Even if we don't want to accept it, even if we don't want to see it, even if we are getting fillers in our teeth, even if we are getting the teeth removed and put a tooth there. My dear.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, you're at Eagle.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing, Tate? I can't hear you properly.
Even now?
Yeah, now I can hear you loud and clear.
Yes, matriarch.
Yes, it's matriarch, my dear. The old auntie.
The old auntie.
My dear. It's the old auntie, my dear. Like, what else can we say? It's auntie matriarch, eh, cuckoo? It's me.
It's still fresh
for now, but as we are aging, my dear, this adulting is not leaving us behind. It's leaving no stone unturned.
That's the thing. I was even laughing when I heard the conversation. You are saying, no, you're old enough already.
Hey, you are old, my dear. Mommy, you are, by the time I'm big, you're going to be dead. I'm like, it's this child. I know. And it's always him. Like, you guys are so old now. He's always pointing out that way.
Yeah.
Hey, so when you think about being an adult, what do you think of? What is it? What must we be doing as adults? Anwane.
I'm even going deep in it. I doubt it seems like it's like we are just saying goodbye to the earth.
Nah? We are just going closer to our death.
Because right now it seems like we don't know the day, but we are just pushing like a wind. You see, when the wind is pushing the newspaper.
Yes.
I cannot deny it. The wind from the earth, it will push that, that newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
The same like us.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, as we are just waiting, when are we going to see our
6 feet?
Our 6 feet,
ne? So we are just waiting. We are just waiting for our day.
By the way, we can pray our best to help those ones. The other one that, okay, let's try to do these things like this. Don't go beyond the time. It's already 9 or 10 o'clock. Just make it come back. Because as we were there already, we know.
Okay. So how many children do you have?
Unfortunately, I'm still young.
How old is still young? It's none of that conversation I want to have. How old are you to still be young?
34.
You're 34 and you are thinking you are young. You have 6 years to 40, my friend, and you are young.
It's been the thing. I'm still looking fresh.
To like look fresh and your ID number, my dear, is two different things.
They are saying, no, Papa, you look like a sweet thing. Okay, I get you saying, repeat again the question.
For you that is 34 years old.
Yeah.
What do you think being an adult is all about?
Oh, being an adult, it seems like
apart from death now. What else do we do as adults?
Apart from death? From those other parts. So we are just, how can I say? You see a chicken raising chicks. So it's like I'm a protector to those other people. So now I have to take off those people who are younger than me, sisters, brothers, and so on.
So basically, so an adult is taking care of those that depend on you.
That's it.
So
now I'm just trying, but I don't know that I'm trying to focus on how the chicken do that. When you see that, how do you call that other baby?
Ekozi.
That's Ekozi.
Yeah.
So when that baby is coming, that's the thing. All these chicks will come and to cover them, just to protect them from that enemy. So same like, I have to protect my family. But even the complaint that, okay, what you give us is not correct. So I have to just to wait at when I'm going. And to give them strong advice that don't do this, just do this.
And if they don't listen to your advice?
If they don't listen, I have to try my best. But this one is obvious, they're not listening. Because even as you know, we were there already.
Yeah, we were not listening also.
We sneak out through the window. But now, until they beat you with a bottle, then you understand that all the things like this. But now we do understand.
You understand more when you are an adult, ne?
Now I do understand.
What the parents were meaning when they say don't do this.
We have to try our best just to take off these youngsters. It's hard for them to tell them to pull up the socks. And they understand.
But I think it's difficult to understand something that you have not been through yourself, man.
That's why also when they deny when they said, don't go around, don't sneak around. think they were jealous of us, or they are, they just want to block our way.
Because they are old, they didn't live their lives, now they want to come and live their lives through us here.
Mm-hmm. Now they want to do that while their parents are not disturbing them. So I find myself in that cabin. That cabin in the most pangled at all. Now I cannot even pain myself until someone pain me.
Mm.
I survived. Mm-hmm. I did not die that to Coach Pangero. I came out.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm back to tell someone, don't go for use a socks. That don't go for, because you die, you'll get something there.
Yeah.
But that's what they said. They cannot eat a seed in the plastic.
Hey! And you're like, you must eat in the plastic. Trust me. Mm-hmm. No, you cannot rule my life.
So now, you want to be God.
You want to be God. Are you God? Eh? And they have answers, those ones. They have answers to, you could shoot them molela lela in your whole heart.
You know when they are responding to you, you are trying to assist in that person. By the way, how they respond. It's like, you just think that, oh, is this my son? Oh, is this my daughter? Let me try to take a rope to go hang myself. Again, you say, I'll hang myself now. These people, how will they survive?
Without you.
Yeah.
Mm.
So let me, but later on I'll have high blood pressure because of them.
So are we just, supposed to live our lives for our children, or must we just also live our lives for ourselves also? Do we actually take care of ourselves, or do we just care about the kids only?
Well, both.
When last did you buy yourself something nice?
But the budget for the bread before that come back in, eh?
It's always there.
Every day
is there.
And you know where I eat those people, they eat in the straw. I told that to myself, I'm just watching. When I try to say that person, don't throw the bread like that, or the macaroni. That person is start crying. So later on, I feel pity again.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot put that person. I try, okay, let me just call him this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Because when she's crying or he's crying, now even my heart also is like it's breaking again. Mm-hmm. So let me just move the way how they want. But later on, the result, it will be high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go in the ICU because of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we must just ignore them. But as long as we try our best, because we try to put pressure, we'll be in that hospital, they're outside. Because they can save themselves.
Mm-hmm.
If they kill themselves, now it will be a problem again.
Again.
Maybe I thought maybe I want to control my son or my child. But now my son is just hanging up himself just like that. But we will not do it. We do it a limit. You want to say something bad, but you're afraid. You're afraid for your kid, for your teenager.
These kids are threatening us, man.
My dear. You cannot say, even simple your own phone.
Yeah.
You want to put rules to your smartphone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They want to put rules.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, the good part of us sometimes, maybe they think maybe with them how to use those things. Like, then there's enough knowledge to use that thing. So we need them to do what they want. Because tomorrow, we are the one to regret. I mean, people, my colleagues or your colleagues.
Yeah.
They think of, but I admit that she killed his son or her daughter.
Because the child didn't want to listen.
We might just balance. When you see that, okay, now the son, you want to respond, just go down. To be up.
But is that not living in fear, my brother? Are we not living in fear of these kids?
That's the thing, we are in fear, my dear. We are under pressure. We cannot do anything. We have to obey. It's them who must obey us, but us now we are obeying them.
But why? Is it because the world has changed now and then they have too many rights or what?
I think maybe because of the weather conditions. It seems like we were receiving rain on time, but now it's electric on time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, changing. So we must just accept.
We must just accept these kids the way they are terrorizing us.
But the good part, when they are with their friends, I know they always advise each other. Each other strong advice, but some don't advise them in the good way. But they always get enough advice. So maybe the way how we talk to them, we overdo. So if you overdo, you lose. So just be calm. You must under them. You must be on top of you. So whatever they want, whatever they say, try to follow. If you don't follow, the one is going to pay the bill. Before 2018, he's already in prison. You are the one who is going to pay for that person.
But are you really going to pay? Me, I don't think so. The problem is with jail, it's such a 50-50 thing. Your child goes to jail, they can come out of there changed and they can say that they will never do something bad again. Or they can go inside there and just become worse.
That's the thing. So it's you. You are the kid. You must handle them that are. Because even if they arrest that person, you try the same day you admit that guy. It doesn't matter. But immediately, like this time, you just feel for that kaki that you. What went wrong, Lakot? That thing to disturb your mind and you're not be happy. Even when you meet your friends, you're just pretending to be happy, but you're not. Later on, it will be. It's what? They call it good kosher.
Your conscience.
That kosher also sometimes, it can be my dear. So we must just respect and obey them.
But me, I would not be warned by somebody that came out of me, man. Never.
I think maybe those ones, they do understand. Yes, they understand. Because I even heard you said, that boy even get A. You did not even finish. You're supposed to take A plus.
My dear. I'm telling you, the thing is that I'm so proud of him this year because he is a person that went to that school, not knowing how to read. And I was so worried. And then I don't know what that teacher did, but that teacher worked miracles with that boy, I'm telling you. And now he's just top of his class and he's just doing great and he's still playing.
Like for mine or for other people, there is you. And that person wants to try to advise that person. They want to take a knife to come step you.
Oh my goodness.
Depending on you, you are the one who is buying for that kabak every day. But when you want like that person, he will insult you or she will insult you.
But I think that one is teenage, man. Because we also grow out of that one. I think there at the hormones, what happens there at teenage, the hormones, they are very, very bad. And they are always angry, those people. I don't know, teenagers are always angry.
So it's DNA.
It's just the stage, Mbera. Because, for me, when I was a teenager, I was not a rebellious child. But I did do bad things. I did do bad things, but I was not the type of child that gives my parents a headache.
We are the same.
We are the same, and that's why I feel like it's a universal language. To discipline children is a universal language. I think also as when you pray for the kids, when you want the kids, when you get the kids, then you are so desperate to keep the kids happy.
Or maybe because we are not socializing with them. We must be friends with them so that maybe they can they can respect us or they can obey us.
Mm. But also, we must. I've realized that children respect people that have principles, and for us, we need to put down the foundation of principles. That is why, even if I'm going to a restaurant to go and eat out, ne, I've never in my life told my kids that I'm going out to go and eat out. Everything for them, every time I go leave the house, ne, is just work. So them, they think that their mother is just a person that works only. They've never seen me drunk. They've never seen me drinking. By the time they were born, I was already done also drinking. So I think it's maybe if we can lead by example, because you cannot expect your child to not be a Casanova when you have been a Casanova your whole life.
Yeah,
you cannot be a person that is respect. You cannot expect your children to be respectful in the mouth when you have a reckless mouth.
Obviously.
So maybe it's leading by example that that really works with the kids, because what you see is what you get. So what you see is who I am, and I'm your role model. So you must live by the principles that I'm living by. That's why I cannot, even if I'm going to a party, I will not tell my kids that I'm going to a party. I told them one time that I was going out to a restaurant, and they were just very unhappy. They even asked me, what are you going to do there?
They know already that my mommy, that dress, or when she put that makeup, or she's going for the party.
No. But the thing is that my kids are not accustomed to me ever doing that. So even if I put on a nice dress and makeup, ne, they never ever think that I'm going to a party. Never. Because I've never left the house saying I'm going to a party. Ever.
But they are watching you.
But I don't go out. That's the thing. I don't go out. So even to work, when I'm going out at night like this, they know I'm going to work. They've just never seen it. They've never seen me partying, I guess.
I think even now they are just praying that let's hope we will not close on time on your studio,
so that they can be playing in the house jumping. So that they can be jumping and playing and making the house dirty. Yes, they are praying that I must take a little bit longer at work.
And I think maybe the time you go back, you'll find that fridge, it's already damaged. Because they want to go garden inside.
My dear. I don't understand why somebody, every time they walk past the fridge, they open the fridge as if something will magically appear there. They open the fridge and close the fridge. Open the fridge, close the fridge. Open the fridge. It's like...
You are watching, you are afraid to stop them.
No, me, I keep asking. Me, mine are still small. Me, mine, I can still control them. Mine are small. So I can still control them. So me, I'm just teaching it now when they are younger. Kucha, I'm the boss. Oshiri, I'm just telling every day. Me, I keep telling them that these are my things. I'm sharing them with you because I love you and you are my kids. You are not entitled to my things. They are not yours. So everything they ask. Everything, even if it's their yogurt, they ask. Even if it's their chips, they ask. They must ask because it is my things that I bought with my money. Then they don't go to work.
I don't think you are telling them the right thing.
They must learn to ask for things that are not theirs.
Telling them, no, this is my thing. You are my key. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm
sharing. Yeah. We are sharing my things. It's not those things of entitlement. Even my phone. Do you know that my kids have never played games? My phone's net. They don't even have passwords.
You're listening to my statement.
Mm-hmm.
This is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing them with you.
Mm-hmm. Sharing them with you. Repeat again, please.
Sharing them with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
you are my kid.
Mm-hmm. And so I love you.
Exactly. Uh-huh. What is the action will come and also come share those things that you just said? Will they not say to their cousin that, no, our mother used to say,
no, it's not a statement that is repeated all the time. It's a statement that they understand from the beginning of time. So even when their cousins come, right, they don't just squander things. They first come and then they say, Mommy, can we have yogurt? And me, I say, no, you guys are not going to have yogurt. You guys are first going to finish your food. And after you finish your food, then you guys get yogurt.
Yeah, different.
My dear. People are very different, but that is the principle that lives there in our house. You don't just like, and it's not with, there are certain things that are just, you can eat for mahala just like that. And then there are certain things that are, if I buy, for example, a cake, eh, I put it there. You cannot just be cutting cake, but topa tororara no fridge. No, my dear. You wait, then we eat together so that everybody gets. Mm-hmm. And then there are also other things. Hey, can I please go to the movies? Can I please, mommy, when mommy gets money, can you please buy me this other kind of shoe? Hey, can you ask? Because something that is not yours, something that is not yours is just not yours. Regardless of who owns it, it's just not yours. So you must always ask so that you don't go and steal people's things.
Oh, but yeah, that was wrong. I just emphasize on that was wrong. Yeah, to tell them it's your mother's thing, so you must wrap. But what if your cousin will come?
Yeah, and then cousin comes. And then cousin is just patrolling with the things and not sharing with the others. Then what? Then there's no control.
I told that cousin of them also how I heard my kid also, you know, it's different.
No, there's no reason to tell the other, to tell outsiders. There's no reason because you're not raising other people's children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you are raising your children so that your children know how to correct and dictate other children when they come. Kucha, no, here in our house, that's not how we do it.
It's my mother's things. We only share with our
mother. No. This is not ours. Yeah, you must ask mommy. Because it's not ours. You would be surprised. You would be surprised at how things go down.
Calm down.
I'm those years, ne? I'm really dreading those years. Because mine are small now. So they are not in those things. They're just into cartoons. And they're not even about clothes yet. My son likes shoes, but nothing else. So they're still sweet. Every time we come home, they hug us.
But those are the people who are being disturbing good people.
It's the running, man. For me, the thing that irritates me is the running and the screaming. Ah, guys.
When they run, when you come from work, they are running, they come give you a hug, but they are just taking the plastic.
Gold digger, Because when you don't have a plastic, they just say, it's open, the door. The door is open, mommy, you can just come in. But when you have a plastic, they run from inside all the way to the gate to come and help you, my dear. Eh? Because there's something that is most probably there for them. But when you don't have a plastic, you knock, my dear. If the door is open, mommy, you can just come in. I'm telling you. Hey, cha ilama. I'm like, ha.
But I think those are of yours, maybe you give them strong advice, ne?
My dear, may I beat?
Because you find like those are not mine. Immediately they take those plastic, they'll start opening. Even if you tell them, don't do this, don't do it. They'll stop, they'll just pretend that, okay, like they hate you. But immediately, go in the room to go check. You can find that cake, they started already putting the fingers. So you ask, who did this?
No one.
Everyone says, no. The answer is just, I don't know.
Wait, so then I'll throw it away.
But you will throw it away?
Yes.
I'm not just giving them, but just...
No, but that's the thing, right? If we are not taking accountability, okay, so I come home with what? With a packet of, you know, those little chocolates? Or even a plastic of sweets. And then I put the plastic down and then I come back and then somebody opened it, but it's nobody. I'll throw the whole plastic away. Because it is contaminated, because somebody from the shop opened it, because it's not you guys, Moss. Eh? Somebody from the shop opened it and they most probably poisoned us. So we don't want to die. So we will throw it away. Now, the thing is that amongst them, there must be a snitch. There must be that one that snitches, that says, ah, it's Eru that opened the plastic. Because they don't want the plastic to go, Moss. Then they will say, ah, no, Elu, just tell mommy you are the one that opened the plastic. Eh? Mommy is going to throw the sweets away. Yeah, snitch. Yes, tactic, snitch. Because you don't accuse them of anything because they don't like to be accused, Moss. Eh? You don't accuse them. You just say, the people at the shop, they gave me an open plastic. Now me, I'm afraid to give my children open things because you guys will be poisoned and you will die. So now we are just going to throw this whole thing away because you guys didn't open it, Moss. Eh? So it must be the people from the shop. And we don't trust the people because it might be having poison. So let us throw the whole plastic of sweets away. And if I get until the dustbin, and nobody has said anything, I'm telling you, I will open those sweets one by one, and I'll put it inside the dustbin one by one, all of them, one by one, to teach a lesson. Me, I'm an extremist.
To ladies, they are fine, but to us men, they know already that us, we cannot do anything.
I know, but you should just apply the principles. Apply the principles. That's it.
Try. Because even the smartphone, you see that if the mom said, don't touch my phone, they will not touch it.
My dear, my phone has never touched me. Me, I don't know what it feels like to have a child that is on my phone the whole time. No.
So I don't know.
No, because my phone is my office. If my phones are tampered with and are played with, then we don't eat. So we don't play with our food. Hence why we are not playing with my phone. And it is my phone, please. You guys can also just grow up and get your phones. For my son's birthday, he got a phone for his birthday because he has been doing well this year and all of that. So we got him a phone. So he has been anticipating a phone so he can be playing his games. The problem is that he's not actually responsible enough to have a cell phone because he forgets his phone. Like now he forgot his phone at his father's house. He forgot it. Now who forgets cell phones?
His father is like there is party, there is freedom that side. You know, like us, okay, we can talk, but we forgive on time. But like you ladies, everything is comparison.
Nobody wants to have a bad child.
You hear me, but I'm going to take the phone for daddy. If mommy, she don't want to give me the phone, I'm going to take for my father.
Then
you will take it or
change the
it.
Password.
You know,
change the password and you say no. No, you change the password. You as father, you change the password. And then the thing is that, I believe that, many of us are not in unity when parenting. That's why the children can parcella us. One cannot say no and then the other one goes and says yes. Regardless of what you guys are talking about, right? Don't show weakness in front of the children. Ever. You guys must always be a united front. Otherwise, those children will walk all over you. Like with us, if it is no from one side, there's no, I'm going to ask your mother, I'm going to ask your father. It's just no.
But now us, we are afraid that if I'll do this, I'll say not, my son. that guy will not feel comfortable.
Why does he have to be comfortable, Ano? He's your child. He doesn't need to be comfortable. He needs to have his constitutional rights met, yeah? A name, shelter, food, education, those basic needs. Yeah? And that's it. Everything else is a luxury.
The step B is to start working also.
No! The children, they just get accustomed to it. And that is why, at the end of the day, we are breeding people that don't want to take no for an answer because their parents have never been people that can say no.
What that you are saying is making us do wrong decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You buy for the platform.
Mm-hmm. I can't hear you.
You buy for you a phone, a 2 or 3 or 4 year.
Too young.
Listen, okay, let me start from 7, 8, 9, 10.
Mm.
You know, you buy for him that phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in our days, you think it's just for game. That phone is just for game.
Mm-hmm.
And you go away by Facebook, Instagram, now, YouTube, start watching those people that smoke, drink, what. They are around 10 years old, 11 years, they no enjoyment. No big fun enjoying drinking alcohol. They will come to you like, no. Femme, what is this? Is it wrong? Obviously, you tell them, no, it's wrong. Don't do this, what. Him or her will ask herself the question, that, no, is it wrong? Why is this people doing it?
But with those ones, it's also an easy conversation. Many of us think that children are stupid. Children are not stupid. You just show them the consequences.
So what about us when we were growing?
When we were growing, us, we didn't grow up with smartphones and we still did bad things.
In grade 8, grade 9, I don't know a smartphone.
Well, there were no smartphones that time. Ow. Motorola color screen is smartphone. Yeah, 3310 is smartphone. There was no smartphone that time. Yeah. Smartphone came now after we finished high school, a long time. Maybe when we were in varsity, that's when smartphones came. As we didn't have smartphones.
We are confusing our kids.
With the smartphones.
Definitely. So check. You give to that smartphone, like I said.
Yeah.
They will start doing wrong things with that smartphone.
But it also depends on the type of child that you are having.
It will never happen. They will start, even if you tell them, don't. They will do it maybe when they reach around, maybe when you say 20 years, 19. They will start doing things, to be honest. They will not do it.
But that's the age most for doing things anyways.
What do you mean? Smoke?
That is the age for doing things. How?
Smoke, drink alcohol.
Smoking and drinking alcohol depends on where you come from also. Because it really honestly does depend on where you come from and how people have perceived the world. Now, if you are coming from a Christian house, ne, and your mother is beating you with the Bible every day and calling you a demon and calling people that are drinking and smoking demons, the likelihood of you going out there to go and do these things, right? To rebel against your parent is very high. Or for you to go out there and stay away from these things. It's also very high. It's a 50-50 chance. But it also depends on the type of communication that you have with your kids. You must never tell children that this is wrong. You must tell children the consequences of things. Consequences. Just consequences.
Those things that you are talking about right now, ne?
Yeah.
If you talk, alcohol. Will make you what if you drink.
Uh-huh.
Smoking also will affect in this way.
Yeah.
You tell them.
Yeah.
Or ask themselves that question, right?
Yeah.
How they are doing it.
Mm. Then you explain. If it's internet things, then you explain. Especially, no, you explain. You explain that people are misleading other people into doing bad things because of views. We are in a social media life where everybody will do anything for views, even sell their souls for views.
At morning time, you come by your gate and you'll see the neighbors are also smoking what you saw on the internet.
Yeah.
Then you'll go there and ask, but my mom told me what. They also tell him, oh, it's fine. The mom just lied.
Yes, but that is the danger of being here. That is part of being here. That is part of our experiences. We can't block our children from going to experience the world in whatever way that they receive it. You understand? The best we can do is do our best as parents. That's it. There's no place where we can say, "Kucha, yeah, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be a great parent and I'm going to do this and I'm going to be a great parent." We just teach the best values and the best, and we show them the best versions of ourselves, right? And when they are finally ready to go into the world, we hope and pray that they have taken the best qualities from us.
Huh.
Yeah.
Just say whatever happens.
Because even us, there are things that we do that we were not exposed to in our houses. There are things we do that we are not exposed to in our houses, but we do them because, and it doesn't mean that our parents are bad people. It just means that we have free will. We have a choice. We hope and pray that we make the correct choices going through life, but it is really somebody else's life. At the end of the day, our children's lives is not our life. They are going to grow up and they are going to have their own thoughts and own opinions. If somebody can tell you today, ne, that, "Mommy, I don't like peanut butter." That is a human being on their own. They don't like peanut butter. That's it.
It
seems like it is normal, right? But that is choice.
Exactly.
Yes, and that same choice is the one that will go all the way to when they are old enough to decline the cigarette or to accept the cigarette, to decline the weed or to accept the weed, to decline the alcohol or accept the alcohol, to decline the gambling or accept the gambling, to decline the women or accept the women, to decline the men or accept the men.
You know, Sam, but let me just say, it depends where you stay, where you live, the area you understand.
That is for when you are younger. But the thing is that nobody is trapped in the environment where they come from. Because the person that comes from the good environment and the person that comes from the bad environment, they still go and meet at school. They still go and meet at church. They still go and meet at the shop. They still go and meet at in town. They still go and meet at the office.
The problem I have kids that I know that they were also in a way that you are saying they lived in just that environment that you are talking about right now.
Mm.
But now, how they are different. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, we make our own choices. It has to be different. There's one that is different and there's one that is exactly the same. Just like trauma. You guys can be in a car accident together, with somebody. Same time, same place, same accident, same people died in front of you, same injuries, right? You guys can be in that and you can still go on with your life, go and buy a car, still be speeding, still be drinking and driving, and it didn't affect you. Whereby your neighbor, the one that was in the car with you, he cannot drive a car anymore in his life because he's scared. He cannot be in a car that is speeding because he's scared. He cannot even, he doesn't even want to see cars anymore in his life.
That I know.
And that's what I'm saying, that we can grow up there, but the way we receive things and interpret things, it's all just within us ourselves.
No, mm-hmm. my point was like, my point was to give a 10-year-old boy old news is wrong. That's what I'm saying. That was my point.
Or to give him a cell phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why 10 years old?
Mm. And that is up to you and your opinion. And it is okay. That's what I'm saying, that is absolutely okay.
Fine. To you, it's not wrong.
No, to me, it's absolutely correct. It's absolutely fine. It's his birthday gift. He uses it in the weekends. There are boundaries and there are restrictions on the phone. Everything is put in place so that he is not exposed to the things that we don't want him to be exposed to. And it's also something that can be taken away if there is a malfunction in his behavior or he does anything. It's there.
Doing that, if you see he's going to that level of now getting into it that much, you'll be able to control the kid more. Because even if you don't give him the phone, nowadays, those kids are leaving window, you know. They want for his goggles. You know, you just see him tomorrow morning having a phone. Where did you get that phone? No, it's my first phone. I want to come do what, download movies. I want to come what.
I know, like, how old, like, 9-year-olds are not like that.
I have a 9-year-old.
What grade is your 9-year-old?
Grade 8.
No.
What
do you mean? 9-year-olds are in grade 3.
They're 14 years old.
Yeah, 14-year-old and 9-year-old are two different people. Yeah?
Be honest. Even an 8-year-old, they know Instagram.
Okay. And that is most now for a child that is exposed. And that's okay. They even know TikTok and that is okay.
I'll ask my kid, how do you know TikTok? TikTok, why do you get a TikTok?
Why?
Instagram, we are on Instagram. Huh?
Okay, but what is happening there on Instagram?
Maybe it's mean skit.
Oh, but that's the thing. You, your child is at puberty. Your child is almost a teenager. Your child is a teenager, 14. From 13, they are already teenagers. Teenagers are at that age.
Oh.
May I not give a phone?
You will not give a phone and they'll be texting from your phone. And that's why you are being held hostage for your cell phone, Moss. But the thing is that each parent parents differently and it's okay.
If you want to use my phone for school, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Use my phone or download something or page.
Yeah.
But what? Not what? Text 8 years, 10 years, 14 years. Text who?
Text your aunties.
Text
your aunties.
I'll call. Which auntie do you want to talk to?
The aunties.
Then I'll call. Then I'll give you just one text.
It's not a problem. It's not a big deal. It is really just to each their own.
And for what? To greet?
Yeah. To each their own. At the end of the day, we cannot really crucify others for their household dealings.
Those days we were fine, man.
Were we really fine? Did we turn out great? I don't think we turned out great. I think we are a hot mess.
Some of us.
Okay.
Don't you think so?
I think that maybe we should just learn how to communicate honestly with children.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, just honest.
Yeah, that's the main point.
That's honestly. And not just warnings. You know, when you speak bad about something, ne, there's somebody that's speaking good about it. Now they want to go and see and experience to compare the conversations of bad and good. But my brother, I have to love and leave you. Ciao, ciao.
O number B Namibia transporter otha ishivire customer dayo dipena didikuru kucha otha ishivire no kwenjo mayakuru yaku transporte customer kujamo venduka ondangwa oshakati na utapi omahara yaku rondokera mo venduka po Soweto market kombere wako nora mano imwe bali ne bali heali nora no hetatu Chopolina konora etatu imwe natu natu omafela vali nano no natu musese konora etatu imwe nano nano ne nano ne nano no imwe ondangwa tapurundi kwa poka pana service egera na konora itatu imwe imwe ne imwe na tu imwe hamano no ne nenge ko 0811 586975 onda do ovenduka fio shakati mafera vai numero 3 oi ovenduka outapio kahao tsandi mafera tatu numero 3 natu enda do dinongu shufio malongo na tatu ya January 2024 enda do di inadi kwa tiramo endongirwa okuja movenduka.
Today could just be Monday or Tuesday or blah day. Or it could be the day that Tafel makes your day. Turn today terrific. Just buy a 750ml Tafel. SMS your code to 77700 and you could win. You could make today chilled with instant prizes like Tafel bucket hats or tasty with Kapana. Or you could make it lekker with one of 10 grand prize Namibia road trips and cash for you and three friends worth 50,000 Namibian dollars. See social media for more details. Make your day. Make it a Tafel today. T's and C's apply. Not for persons under the age of 18. Drink responsibly.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe udite okoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa mune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabwiri nawa nenge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onura itatimwe mbali heavy nola natu heali mbali no heali ile konderewa mbra hetatu natu mbali o hetatu matatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a live read from Irongo Red. Notice of power outage. Notice is hereby given that the electricity supply will be interrupted on the following dates. Date 5th of December 2024 on Thursday time from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. This outage will only affect the following areas. Ochimbingwe, Etetus, Itatus, Nam Water, NTC, Audaweb, Okavang, NBC. The reason for the outage is for Irongo Red to do maintenance.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here, and we are talking about adulting. So, good evening.
I'll buy for you a cool drink tomorrow.
You buy for me a cool drink tomorrow, ne?
Yeah.
2 liters.
A 25 liter. This is 25.
My dear, even a 25 is fine.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much. Hey. So what are you saying, my friend? You have a question? Okay, I think you're too close to the radio, something. Okay, but... Can you move a little bit? I think you're too close to the radio, the static. Call back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the number in studio is 083-288-401. We're talking about adulting and what it is to be an adult. And under the adulting umbrella, we are talking about everything, even parenting. And we are talking about the ups and the downs of this thing that we call life and how to go about it. The two things that I've identified with adulting is tired and paying bills. Now, the paying bills part, I feel like many of us are working until oblivion. We are working, and we are working for other people. I feel like adulting just goes back to the kids. Everything that we are doing is just for them. And I think that this is something that we didn't used to understand when we were being told, everything that I'm doing is just for you. Everything that I'm doing is just for you. And we used to think that, no, Zali, Ditopi, Helesni, Nani, they are not Ayopas or who's that, what's up? And now here we are in the same shoes and in the same position, and we are being terrorized by little people that we brought into the world. And here we are. We are blinking and we are listening to the matriarch at 2300 hours, trying to figure out, okay, so how are we going to do this adulting thing? How are we going to do this parenting thing? How are we going to do this Makoti thing? How are we going to do this Swara thing? How are we going to do this in-law thing? How are we going to do this grandmother thing and grandparent thing? So, a friend of mine, he is, how old is he? I think he's 39. He's 39 years old and he has a grandson from his daughter. He has a grandson. And when the grandson when the daughter was pregnant with the grandson, when that pregnancy came about, he was not too thrilled about it because, I mean, he was, 35 at the time? So he was not too thrilled about it, but there was some acceptance because he also had his daughter when he was young. So he kind of understood that, you know, life happens, children make mistakes, and, you know, who am I to judge if I did the same thing? And this was his stance. And now recently, when his grandson is 4, because when he walks around with his grandson, it looks like it is his son because he's most of the age. He's at the age of having children that are that age. And he feels kind of shy to say it is his grandson. So he just kind of keeps quiet, like, oh, is this your baby? He's like, no. No, it's my grandson. Okay. And now his daughter is pregnant again. And he is officially upset. He is upset because he believes that she's making him old, by getting so many kids. Now he's a grandfather and he is not happy about it. And he was complaining about it. And I don't know. I think that
Yay! I don't know. We can't really say it is. It's was living by example because people have their own choices. Good evening.
Amy.
Yes, Tate. I don't know what is happening with your phone. I can't hear you properly. I heard the part where you asked if I could hear you, but the most part I'm just hearing the static. I don't know, is your radio on? Are you far away from the radio? Are you sure it's off?
Yes.
Then I don't know. The phone is making. Okay, but take the earphones out. Okay, then take it off loudspeaker. Let's see. It's not working, man. I don't know if the net is maybe you moved from the nice place with a nice network. But try again.
All right, please try again, ladies and gentlemen. The number in studio is 083-288-401. We're talking about adulting and the adulting journey. So I was thinking that maybe, just maybe, for those that have no idea how to go about it, maybe we can be so helpful to give out a few pointers on what it is to be an adult. Good evening.
Okay.
Yes, Tate.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. The good thing that you're not recognizing my volume.
I know it's you, Tate Tonata.
Just go away.
No, I know it's you. For life, I know it's you.
Forever?
For life, forever. I'm telling you. My dear, it's me. My dear, that is my democratic right, my constitutional right.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Why did Tate Olena take all these people?
Eh?
Who are legally understanding?
My dear, he took one good listen at me and he's like, oh, I like her tenacity.
That is all, eh? Talent shooting is good.
Who?
Talent shooting,
huh? Shooting what?
Oh, Amana.
Yeah.
When you talent shoot.
Yeah.
You are the best boss. I'm one of those guys.
So you know that domino life. Today we are talking about being an adult. What is it? Being an adult, my dear. What is it? Like, how are we supposed to do it? How are you doing it as an adult, Tate Tonata?
I'm a bit failing.
In what area?
Because of my economic condition.
Okay.
But in terms of parental value, I'm not failing. That's why, you remember the other day we called. But I'm older than you.
Of course.
If I'm wrong, or you are right, or you are wrong, and you look at me, how long?
And the thing is that our nyenyetas are not supposed to be nyenyetaring like that.
Yeah, my dad is me. I think it's so deep. Yeah, that's how deep and how soft I take it with. Even if I'm dating you as a girlfriend, I can't be angry with you the whole day.
Tere Tonata, please hold the line for me.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Hey, it may be hot, but we're gonna make it cool. Buy a 750 ml tafel, SMS your code to 77700, and you could win instant prizes like bucket hats, kapana, or one of 10 grand prizes worth 50,000 Namibian dollars each. Make your day. Make it a tafel today. T's and C's apply. Not for persons under the age of 18. Drink responsibly.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with Tati Tonata and the Matriarch.
My own matriarch.
Hozala, queen mother of the tribe.
Don't try that one. I just disown you now quickly.
Forever.
You are disowned by Tati Tonata. When are we talking to you? We are going to be dancing. So if I disown you, when I turn and see you, I got to go and push you.
You know, the other day, somebody posted something about Ukweo Shona.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I know somebody from Ukweo Shona.
Was it on X or T?
No, it was on their status, and they're like, they were gone for a wedding or something, Kukuyu Shona. And I was like, I'm in the right, Kukuyu Shona Chik. I was like, wow, wow.
Kukuyu Shona constituency. Political constituencies that you will find last.
Okay.
Before, you know, we have training quite no music. If you could drive more than 160 kilometers past, program back to Mauya, where the Omakangi entrance door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Only that we don't have direct access from this side.
Oh. We are talking about adulting. We are talking about being big.
Yeah, being big. Didn't you just experience it yourself? You and I had a very ugly confrontation.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is being big being mature?
It's about the content.
Mm-hmm.
Either you are subjective or objective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, are you going to take issues personal to say, I don't like Tonata, I don't like Matriarch, Morasike? Or did you fail as a person? Or did you fail as a competent, argue person? We came through boards whereby you need to express yourself, defending your position, and at the Youth Council it was like that. So for me, it's all about you. Shout out to Kujanaman if you started with my mother. That's when I'll misunderstand you. Completely stop talking to you. But if you say to let her the should what this is what this should what I would say delusional hey, telling you I will. You know the senior. You know the senior. I don't like talking to you this time.
Mm-hmm.
No, at the end of the day, you must be in a position to be somebody who accepts your mistakes, in that you would be able to coach the person that you are disagreed, if you are willing to be coached, and if you are truly in a position to coach them. Yeah.
Okay.
So that is the same thing that we are talking about our election, to say, no, what happened? Who can lecture who?
Yeah.
That's why I have been telling people about this thing of extending, and I said the president is making wrong. It is not provided for in the Electoral Commission.
Okay.
These are things that are going to make us to vote again. You could have just announced the whole thing.
And stayed on the seat up.
No, that is just she. There's only one provision. I'm home because I'm put home.
Who put you home?
We are consent. Appointed one.
Hey, this is an appointed one. You didn't give me the choice.
Our Namibian Trump. So the problem is here. When you don't have competent people around you, who don't understand legal issues, that's what you call them. I'm sure you love me more than everybody else now.
My dear. Mothers don't have favorites.
You and I, we can nuclear go each other. But before that, we think about humanity and say, what is the implication? That is the effect of that fist. Say, people that is down. That's why I can be, I'm not ready to commit suicide. You are not ready to commit suicide.
Life is too nice.
It is not right. It doesn't make sense. Guy, man up, face your problems.
Forgive me, man. Yes, no, man. Forgive me, man. To be an adult, my dear. So you are saying that it is having maturity and understanding that today is not the last day.
Yeah.
And taking responsibility.
Yes.
And accountability of whatever situation that you are in.
However bad it looks, look at your son that he raped somebody's daughter. Appreciate the fact that you are able to give evidence. Appreciate the fact that you are able to assist in the will of justice, because at the end of the day, that person must be held accountable, because that church would have internal and eternal trauma. There's a difference between internal and eternal.
Yeah.
I'm a qualified teacher.
Every day you tell us your qualifications here. All of us, we know all your qualifications here at Eagle FM.
That's why I didn't put the cross the way it came out. But your boss knows that, that boy is not easy. The other time you told me I'm name dropping, I told you, Patriot, I got angry at you. Never is not angry.
You are not insulted, my dear Uncle Tonata, my darling beloved.
My sugar?
My sugar banana cupcake.
No, but I need something else before I go in the house
because in your house, you're not allowed to be talking on the phone. What?
I'm
not going to be homebound.
I was. Can I tell you one thing?
What happened?
I'm still in the same rugby.
Isn't it lovely?
I'm still single. There's nobody in me.
But you must not be single anymore, man. It's time. 2025, I want you to be living your life to the absolute fullest, my dear.
Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It is not that easy. You should find somebody that identifies with your interest.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody that is... You know that I don't like my mom so much.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is very troublesome.
She's a nice lady.
She likes fetching food with me.
She's a nice lady.
What I'm telling you is, I tell her, Mommy, tell me, Mama, it's a part of the COVID, because we're close over here to COVID. And then those my mama na puna friends making my father really messed me.
How?
That's a good name for a patient, good at the moon and the other patient.
Because he's your dad, Moss.
No!
And he loves you.
No, you are conniving now.
He's such a great man.
Well, I want it's the same as having a girlfriend that loves you so much, and then they don't mind, you know, whatever you do until you get confused and then you mess up.
Yeah.
I don't want that kind of love that overclouds my conscience.
They just do the right thing, most always.
I want to go to the name. And then you just moving all the utensils. You don't know whether it's a nice one.
You don't know.
You are tired of me?
I am, bye.
What's the name of this kid?
Nothing. Thank you so much for everything.
I'm going to listen now.
All right.
I hope you don't introduce something new.
No, we're just sticking to that one. We're just sticking to that one.
I don't feel like I contributed that.
Today is Wednesday. Today is Wednesday.
Oh,
so, yeah. Yeah, we are on autopilot today. We're like,
Watch ID. That's your favorite.
It is.
Yeah. Action movies. And I'm sure you can't stop watching over Con Air.
Con Air, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, just keep that. Sorry, Nene.
Thank you so much for pointing out the obvious. Tonight we are going for a break. Bye-bye.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always
prepared, Paratus. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome.
Good evening to yourself.
Good evening, Tate King. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am fantastic and phenomenal.
Thank you. How was your day?
My day was spectacular as always, but mbavero shinyumba. So, kuraf.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm painting.
It was hot this night.
Nah.
I wish I was a millionaire, so I just go to the coast.
And go and be at Mafuta.
And just watch life.
Nah, watch life happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand.
You want to say hi to Dr. Tanaka?
I will. He's listening.
Take care. I know you're too hard.
Yeah, and in Rumberry.
Yeah.
Because I'm a dope girl. And in Rumberry.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
I find you already...
We are talking about adulting. We are talking about being adults.
Yeah, I was hearing you, but I was not listening to you.
I understand. Uh-huh. It's been a rough couple of days. So if everybody, like, if you're coming with that, I'm like, I'm all for it also. I'm like, okay, cool, no problem, I understand.
Yeah, because I was in and out of the car.
Mm-hmm. Why? What were you doing?
Passing by? Yeah. You know, pass somewhere and you have to come out. When you get in the car, while you are... You almost got to the point that you are out again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I'm just being an adult. She wanted to say, Kula umone,
my dear. Tengwa ulungame.
Kukuru no kuju. It's like when you become an elder.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things that you are going to experience.
Mm.
There are a lot of things that are not going to be easy.
Yeah. For you.
But these are things you have to go through.
Mm.
Because if your granny overcome this, you can also become like your granny.
Mm.
You can also overcome this.
My dear.
The process, this is what you have to go through before you become old one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
An experienced driver.
Yeah, so there are challenges.
Mm-hmm.
As you are growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what can I say? It's like a taxi.
Mm-hmm.
That's driving from Kuyangava, not Kuyangava, but just down there in the mountain of Kilimanjaro, Zion.
Mm.
By driving to town. You pick up one person there, Kilimanjaro. When you come to what? Even Sanga, you pick up another one.
Mm.
Another one there, you know.
Keep picking up things.
By the time you come to Katikula Robot there.
Mm.
The hospital.
Mm.
The pitch is full.
Mm.
No longer looking the same way it was looking when you were in Kilimanjaro.
Yeah.
As you grow, you keep, there are things that are added to your life.
Mm.
Responsibilities. Mm. Things that you never used to do.
Mm.
Maybe used to watch others doing.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to do.
Yeah.
one you're not. Yeah, you know, there are people, you know, you have to learn how to pay expenses as you go. An elder who does not pay expenses still remains a boy or a girl. Does not matter how old you are. So you become what I call a big small person. And there are small, big people. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
I hear you. I'm listening attentively.
Yeah. There are people who become small, big people. And some people remain big, small people. Small people. Those are people who are big. When you look at them, their age.
Yeah.
You see that this one is an elder. But when it comes to reality of doing things in life,
yeah,
you tell that this one is very small. Can't even take care of certain things that elders were expected to do. And there are young people who are doing what old people are supposed to do. These are the ones I call small, big people. They are small when you look at them, but by the way they do things, it shows that they are big, they are mature. As you are trying, when you are old, when you are an elder, you want to behave like an elder. But there are times when life just push you to the point where you behave like a young person, or like even others will say, hey, you must be up like an elder. What are you doing? What do you think you are doing? And I say, I'm sorry. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time since I've been out. Outside in the world.
Yeah, it's like a singer. No matter how good you are, there are times when you are going to sing off key. And every elder, there are times when you are life challenges you, and you know what? You're going to behave out of the way you're supposed to behave, like off key. And then you have to bring back yourself, like, you know what? No, this is how I should be, right? And I must always avoid this. And there are people who come to a point where they say, I don't care. And that's why you find some people, when you look at the person is an elder. But the way they do things, the way they handle themselves, the way they behave, it's like, you know, it's like even people will not respect you.
Yeah,
because respect doesn't come
automatically, it is earned.
Because of your age. And you know what? If you do the foolish things, I believe, and I have always believed, and I will always believe that there's no respect, there's no guarantee for respect for a fool. No. Because where I grew up, there were fools, and you know what?
They were not respected.
No matter how old they were, they were not respected. But I have seen poor people who were respected. And I realized that, you know what, no matter how poor you are, you can be respected because of the way you handle yourself. But a fool, even if you come here, you say, hey, you sit down here. Give the chair to the matriarch.
Give the chair to the matriarch.
Yeah. So, I always try. There are times when I'm challenged to behave. Otherwise, but you know what? Sometimes I'm with a young person, you know, like, if I do this, then how will this one behave?
Yeah.
Let me just, you know, ignore this as if this doesn't happen. And this young one will be like, oh, so that means anyone can, I can also control myself if this happens to me. But if I go mad, this person will even go extra mile one day. Because you heard people say, that's what everybody does.
Yeah.
And you know, when we are young and you look at the elder person making a mistake, you say, they're supposed to behave this way. They're supposed to be elder. Mm-hmm. But as you grow, you end up making those mistakes that others were making. You look at yourself and say, so now I understand.
So what you're saying is adulting is basically looking at past transgressions and learning from them, and then also trying to stay in accordance to the level of respect that you are given.
Because, you know, respect can disappear.
Yeah, it disappears very quickly. You know, for something that is earned over a long period of time, it disappears very quickly, to be honest. It disappears very quickly, ne? Koshima, that you have worked for. You know, you can be respected, right? Like, for your whole life, and then do something, one thing, and then that thing will nullify the entire respect that you've ever gotten in your whole life. And then it's like, what's gone is gone, it's over.
And that, also in that, people can disrespect you out of misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Because just one mistake or one thing, they misunderstand. They go around talking big about you.
Yeah.
And you know, like, they are influencing everybody else. You are like this, you are like this. But it's just a misunderstanding. But for you to hear what people are saying, don't have to prove them right. Just prove yourself right. Just do what you have to do. Do the things that you are expected to do, behave the way you have to behave. And then those people who are influenced by one person are going to realize that, you know,
this person,
actually is like this, like this. But according to how I see her, she's not that person.
Yeah.
And you know what? You get back the respect that somebody was trying to
Away from you.
Yeah. The feeling we have is the moment you hear that, you know what, the matrix was talking about you, she called who and who, you are going to, you know, confront everybody. Hey, you, what are you talking about?
Toyamana Konga.
The one that you heard, don't you know that I know what you, I heard what you guys were talking about. No, you don't have to do that. In many conversations, in many arguments, you are going to speak things that are going to cause, are going to make you say things you're supposed not to say. You might lose value through that.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Imagine now you are in Windhoek. When you come into the village, some people don't even know you. They will look at you as like, it's more like you're a foreigner. But you were born there exactly, and this guy just came to look after it. So, and now when they see you, they want to, it's like they want to bully you.
Yeah, they want to bully you.
I tell people, hey, you came here. I was born here.
You came here.
Yeah, because I have to go somewhere.
Because I cannot just be in the house. So, excuse me.
That's why you're not finding me here. Don't think I'm a stranger here. I belong here.
Fighting for positions in the village, Anne. Tankonjeroma Haramo Villager.
I went in one shop like that. And I told them, hey, you just came here to work here in the shop. I was in here. The same way you are not at your village where you were born. You are here, working here. So that's why the same reason, the same, your reason is the reason that took me here. Yeah. So that, you know, there are people that are going to respect you. They say, oh, that's the natural. The one who works on Eagle FM.
Uha popi nawa shield. In the shop, onko emetriaka, uho popi nawa shield. No kwe fondi kanti kupuli kime.
They will respect you. Until one day in the future.
My dear, then you do something wrong that messes up the whole flex.
You come home and you have a long holiday or a leave. Then you are here playing cards. That's why I don't like playing cards with strangers sometimes.
Eh, because a card is a sensitive game, what?
Yeah, you are here playing cards.
I'm with Tukwano. I'm with Tuku, that's why you don't like it. I'm with Tuku, to be honest.
I'm
with Tuku too.
No, it's not like that.
Hey, now, Ove.
Imagine you can see that this one is not playing the same game. Or they play the way that is not allowed. They break the law. And you say, no, you can't do that. And all of a sudden you are saying, no, you just want us to play according to your way. You know?
But isn't it true?
Even if yeah, maybe.
You just want to play. You want people to play according to your way. Our way is not like that, us.
Yeah, but they can only be one way. That's the problem. Nobody now wants to agree that, you know what, my way is the right way. Before you know, you become an enemy of somebody. Somebody will not be happy with you. Sometimes you beat people in that game. You always win over them. And then the chat just to give it up that headdress. Like, you know, man, I used to be a champion. And now this one is a champion. She must go, man. You see? Then, if you end up arguing, playing that game, people are not going to view you the same way they used to view you. Yeah. Those are some of the things as elders.
So, in other words, don't play cards.
You know, like a elder person, don't play cards with this young one. They even say stupid words sometimes. Like, one time I was playing with my young brother. And you know, when he's eating, it's a way of playing. He's speaking some funny words like they speak at school. I said, no. I slapped him. I said, don't say that.
I.
No, the person is not doing that. The words that they are speaking, they are saying that to discourage you or to, just to
what? To throw you off. But that's part of the game, Moss.
No, but it's not like that. We must play while we are silent.
But that's not the game. The game does not get played like that. Now you want to come and dictate how the game is played.
Yeah, that's why even those days, when people are playing this, you must know who to play with, not just anyone. They speak funny words that, you know, they will anger you. And also, sometimes when you play with people that are not of your class, they will get so used to you. They lose respect of you. Even the Bible says, don't get too used to the king. You end up disrespecting the king.
And then you are put to death.
That's the funny thing. If you are always with the king, you laugh with the king, you're going to make stupid jokes to the king.
Kucha, you man, don't quata, ungato humukoma pepe. You're like, wait, what? Are we not supposed to touch each other's shoulders?
You forgot the position that the king holds. Why you must never get used to it? Never get used to your father so much to the point you just catch it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because, okay, so basically what you're saying is the more we get to know each other, the more disrespectful we become.
Sometimes if people are not of the same level, you know that if, let me say, we are not of the same age
with me.
No.
Hey, you don't have to use me as an example. Yeah?
No. I'm thinking rough to get up. Yeah, no problem. You know,
Uncle Nira, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For example, even like, let me say, like, Karuma.
Aturi, ne story ne, nata te Karuma te.
Yeah?
Aturi, your story nata te Karuma, hectic. It's like we're the same age.
we must know that, you know what, now we are at this point. It's like we are in this corner now. In this corner, there's no law. I can laugh, we can do what, we can talk. But when we get to this level, I know here now it's serious. Even when, if he's telling me something, there's nothing to laugh about.
Even if it's very funny, there's nothing to laugh about.
Because if you laugh, then that's going to show disrespect. But when you were on the other side, you can laugh, you can fall off a chair, no problem. Because it stands for everything. And you must know that, you know what, if I'm with this person, in this situation, I must behave like this. It's like the way you behave at home with your father. When you go to church, if your father is a pastor, don't behave the same way you behave at home. Because now the picture you are giving here is also, there are other people who don't see that pastor as a father. They have so much respect for him. And if you show some funny behavior then in front of them, they might also lose respect that they have for him. Yeah.
All right. So basically, we're just out here teaching people.
Who's teaching anyone? Nobody is teaching anyone. I told you it's not an easy thing to be an elder. So, while you think you know, you really don't know yet.
It's hectic, I know. That's it.
Ah!
That side is hectic! It's hectic there!
Which side? No!
That side at Kukurupe.
Yeah, because me, I have seen, I compare, me, I like to deep. I have to check to see, this person is this, of this age, and they know this and this and this. And this other person of his self, category does not even know this. I'm like, so, that means you're not going to know everything. What you know, the other person doesn't know. And what the other person know, you do not know. So you just keep learning. Yeah, but as an elder, please, as we are getting old, we must be.
We must not laugh with kids, and we must not play cards and dominoes. Because we have a bad temper.
Yeah, find those
We must go and play dominoes with other big people so we can insult big people to big people, not these things of playing with small kids and then we are here.
I have seen something funny. Let me go off.
Off topic. Today's Wednesday, my dear. Yes? Eh?
They said Friday this night, yes?
No, you're lying. No, not taking.
Yeah?
No, man. Let us night to go and do what outside. Yeah.
No. When I was in Ringo.
Yeah.
This girl used to call it ladies night.
It's ladies night, huh?
In Osakaki, it's nothing like that. Sorry, mosquito night.
Only mosquito night, huh? For the bajans.
Mosquitoes are killing me this side. Every time I'm trying, when I'm almost getting sick, I get
so... The mosquitoes are not contributing to your fitness or the lack thereof. No.
You know what?
Mm.
Because they irritate me so much to the point where I even lose weight.
Oh-ho.
None.
Like my father hates flies, but he hates flies because of what, of the war, dead bodies and the flies. So now doom.
You know, there's one thing in me that I don't know when it will come out, or maybe when I was working for Mitsuko, we went through this food safety and all this food hygiene. I found it difficult just to accommodate some of these things like fries and uncovered food. Hey, for me,
it's because you went through the process. It's just like people that make chakalaka vor. They don't eat chakalaka anymore because they are like, wow. We know what we put in there.
You see what happened in Kenya? I saw people fighting with the female.
Fighting?
It's a burial. I was shocked. Wow, so people can fight anyway. Even at the burial. Big people, I'm like, God, this way, maybe it's a young lady, this way, good boxer. And then they went to those black cars, the public people were taking those plastic chairs, hitting the cars. So I said, it kills, man. So you haven't seen that?
No, me, I'm not a social media person, huh?
I know.
I don't see anything. To be honest, I don't see anything. I only see news.
Even me, that's news.
Well, that was news,
I'm not on Facebook. Don't even look for me on Facebook. You never.
We've been looking for you, my dear.
You won't get to me.
We've been looking for you. Tate King, Paralympics, 2016. Hey, Togo, that's Kukongo, me, bro.
You won't get me.
Looking for you, my dear, with our whole entire heart.
You can go watch your Instagram, all those things of that. TikTok, I only hear those.
We'll find your wife.
She's not there.
We'll find her.
She's not there.
We will find her. And then she will find her. She put her things with wedding pictures.
Because... if I become a host 100, then what? My pictures will be everywhere. They will be everywhere.
So we'll be looking for you with that picture of the police station wanted for robbery.
Every service station.
Yeah.
The most wanted robber.
You know, I have my neighbor. My neighbor used to work at the service station. She's a young girl. She's like younger than me by 5 years or something. She used to work at the service station. One day she went to work, and then she just decided to rob the service station. I'm telling you. She just didn't cash up. She just took the money. She went to Okahao.
speaking language.
My dear, she went. I think she just needed the money to start her career. Now she's apparently, she's a what? A paramedic.
Oh, she succeeded.
In her life, huh? Yes. Her picture was pasted in the service station.
the
she said, I don't care.
The funny thing is, if you put your picture in the service station, this person doesn't have a car. So,
she's never coming to the service station. She'll never see your car picture.
Have you looked at every so-called and woman group? Yeah, when it's obvious, the person will go and buy something there. I'll be sending somebody going back, going back.
East. All right, Tata King, I bid you farewell.
Well, have a good night.
Au revoir, my friend. Bye bye. See you tomorrow again.
Ciao.
Same time, same place. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as I bid you guys farewell, I'd just like you guys to know that, hold that thought.